Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour.
Time for us to sing with Warren and his pals, Warren Eckstein. Oh, we're going to wish him a happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to Warren.
Wow, what could go wrong?
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, that was a treat.
What that?
Happy birthday, Warren.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right, so how old are you?
Dog years, I'm still a kid. I'm dead.
I love that.
Funny. That's a great response. Yes, very good. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here to talk about your pets. There's a working cats program that gives your cat a job and a reason for being. Jennifer, you need to listen to this. The info coming up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is it possible for old dogs to learn new tricks? Absolutely. It's one of the most dazzling recent advances in brain science. Here's the science of it. It's called neurogenesis. For years, it was believed that humans were born with a finite number of brain neurons, and as you aged, well, it was downhill from there. Now it's known that a 75-year-old can have as many brain cells as a 25-year-old. What's the cheap psychological trick? The old use it or lose it is absolutely true. If through your lifetime you continue to use your brain in novel or unique ways, your brain cells will grow bigger and better. What to do? Learn something new each day, and the better your brain will function. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
So there are a lot of people who say we don't give enough time to cats. We have no respect for cats on this program.
Who cares?
Trending at DougStefan.com in the What's New box, the story of a program that gives cats a job and a home, started by a fellow named Jim Trenter, who works with the American Humane Society. So what do we need to know? The story, again, at DougStefan.com. Warren, what do we need to know about this? And in the broader sense, we think about dogs and their jobs. They can be any number of things, but I don't remember ever giving any credence to a job for a cat.
Cats actually had the first jobs. If it wasn't for cats, the pilgrims never would have made it over to America, because they used cats specifically on the ships coming over to keep the rodent populations in check. Otherwise, they'd have no food to eat. So cats have been working alongside men for a long time. Interestingly enough, though, on my show, Doug, and I find this fascinating, 15 years ago, 85 to 90% of the questions that came into the pet show were questions about dogs. Now it's about 60% cats and 40% dogs. So it's really interesting how the relationship between people and cats have really grown over the years. And cats are incredibly bright. All of my cats have walked on leashes and harnesses. They've all come when I call them. We hear about cats all the time that run to a door when a doorbell rings like a dog would do. So cats are just as able to work alongside as people as dogs are.
The only time I ever got the cat to follow me was, here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, 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 kitty. That was it.
So can I ask?
That's a dog problem. That's not a cat problem. See, you know.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yes. My cat comes when I call her, especially in the morning. She's nicer in the morning for some reason. Then throughout the day, she gets sick of me. But I have to ask you this question, Warren, because
she's eaten.
Yeah, I've just returned back from work after 3 weeks of being home and being, I mean, I was home 24/7 laying flat on my side with my retina, and my cat, I noticed a really weird change in her personality. Do cats really notice when something's wrong with their owners? Because I know that my cat did.
Absolutely. Cats are probably one of the most astute animals there are. They're just absolutely amazing, and they're able to pick up on the changes of our feelings, our emotions, our abilities. That's why cats have always kind of been, they've had kind of a twofold relationship with people. They've been worshipped and they've been loved, and they've been hated as the devil. So really, I believe that cats are so incredibly bright, and if you treat them properly, if you socialize them the same way you socialize a dog, you're going to have a cat that comes when you call it. You're going to have a cat that sleeps in bed with you. Other than, see, Doug, cats know how you feel about them, Doug. That's why they don't respond to you.
Yeah, it's your attitude.
I have a bad attitude.
Your attitude about cats, Doug.
I see,
but they are incredibly
blogging.
Bright. Lots of jobs.
Lots of jobs for cats. Lots of good jobs. Isn't that what Hillary Clinton always says? She wants good jobs for Americans. Okay, we want good jobs for cats. So that they
and
can
equal pay.
Have
yeah.
Equality, right. Yeah, $15 an hour for cats in California. Woo-hoo! I'll talk to you later. Happy birthday to Warren Eckstein. All of us on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.